USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Peace talks end with no results. Russian and Ukrainian foreign ministers discussed the possibility of a meeting between Putin and Zelensky during the talks on Thursday. Otherwise, they failed to come up with any type of an agreement on a ceasefire. The talks in Turkey marked the highest level negotiations since Russia's violent invasion. Disney has found itself in the middle of a political firestorm for its reactions to Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. Disney CEO Bob Chapek.
I called Governor DeSantis this morning to express our disappointment and concern that if legislation becomes law, it could be used to unfairly target gay, lesbian, non-binary, and transgender kids and families.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff in jail. Into their school curriculum.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Across the U.S., many households struggle to meet basic energy needs, and research indicates that African American communities often face higher energy burdens. LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, assists low-income households with paying their heat and electric bills. Here is John Thompson with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
LIHEAP is a valuable resource for African American communities and can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel costs. LIHEAP may provide crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills. Even if you've only recently experienced a need for support, you can apply for LIHEAP today.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Major League Baseball continues to cancel games as the teams and players union can't get the numbers right. Tim Berg reports.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations.
A recent study by Pfizer checking the efficacy of COVID vaccines for children in New York State provides a striking reminder of how rarely children and adolescents are hospitalized when they get COVID. The study tracked vaccinated and unvaccinated children last December and January to measure the efficacy of the COVID vaccine against the infection and hospitalization. The study did not track childhood deaths from COVID, as there were so few and that no meaningful comparison could be made between the two groups. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Critics of President Biden's policies and how America got to this point now where World War III and nuclear weapons are topics of conversation. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, says projecting weakness brings out all the bad actors.
When you project weakness from the Oval Office, bad guys around the planet are going to do bad things. That's exactly what happened here. When you make bad decisions, like we're going to get rid of the Keystone Pipeline, we're not going to drill in Anwar, we're not going to open up more federal leases on federal land, and you go after the oil and gas industry, Putin sees that as leverage, and he used it as such to go do this terrible thing and invade another country. That's the situation that I thought it was great when former Secretary of State Pompeo was asked a simple question. He was asked, would this have happened under if President Trump were president? And he said, well, the short answer is I don't know, but I do know this. It didn't happen when President Trump was president.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched the company's latest batch of Starlink Internet satellites to low Earth orbit Wednesday, but not before launch engineers had some fun at Russia's expense.
2, 1, engine full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9, Russian orbit.
Quote, time to let American broomsticks fly and hear the sounds of freedom, end quote. That was from SpaceX launch engineer Julia Black. She called it out just before liftoff at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.